First thing that happens to Jesus Christ when we come to him. What's John, the voice, looking for? What's he there to do? He's going to
identify
and he's going to baptize. And what's going to happen at the baptism? It's going to be the Holy Spirit. Look at Samson, verse 25. Look at verse 24 so you just see how chapter 13 is all summed up in verse 24. And then you just jump like you do with Jesus Christ from being born to when his ministry starts. Then the woman gave birth to a son named him Samson, and the child grew up, and the Lord blessed him. Sounds like John 1 in dealing with Christ. Verse 25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him, and we studied the word stir, all the things going on with stirring. So, I'm just telling you, Larry, this has been going on all through. There are a lot of passages like this, where the Spirit has worked inside of people in the Old Testament, very powerfully. Okay, let's go back to Galatians. I love the chapter 3 act. I just thought I'd done this years ago. This is great. Okay. So verse 5, I like the way the NIV deals with Galatians 5, 6. Because it just follows the text, the original text, the Greek text, but it makes it very emphatic. Look what in the NIV it says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor circumcision has any value. Whether you perform or do not perform has no value. Does anybody have the NIV? Anybody read the NIV here? Yeah. See that? Read the next line in verse 6.
The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
That's it. Now we have to ask ourselves a question. It's a very important question, and nobody can answer this for you but you. Do you believe that? Or do you believe that knowledge, righteousness, doing this, doing that, not doing this, not doing that, is really more important? And it's going to determine people, their lives. If I say to you, or if you decide for yourself in some movement that moral righteousness is the most important, then that is going to be the momentum of your life in your relationship with God. You will thrive at that. If you decide as the primary, the most important thing is learning the Bible, doctrine, then you will spend your life doing that. You will make sure you do that every day. If you say that emotional response, the charismatic response, is the most important, then you will dedicate yourself and make sure you do that. If you say that service of God is the thing, then you will spend your life there. This is so important to decide, what do I see in Scripture as what being a Christian is all about? I think if we ask most Christians, what is being a Christian all about? You'd be surprised at the variety, the unbelievable number of answers that you would get. And yet, not only here, but here it's so blatantly stated.